non le fa.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Chinese New Year 2025 is almost here. Here in Old Shanghai, Sidayu City, North Jakarta, let's explore the upcoming celebration of Chinese New Year 2025. The first thing you'll notice when you arrive is the Grand Gate. This year, you'll see two small snake statues near the gate, representing the Year of the Snake in 2025. One of the main attractions here is the Five Story Pagoda. The pagoda itself isn't used for prayer, but it adds a traditional and cultural touch to old Shanghai, making it a favorite spot for visitors to take photos or simply enjoy the view. Next, you'll see the statue of Dewi Shangshemu, also known as Mazi, the goddess of the sea. She is well respected in Chinese culture as someone who brings blessings and protection. In front of her statue, there is an altar where people can light incense and pray. Many visitors come here to wish for good health, happiness, and success in the new year. As Chinese New Year 2025 gets closer, Old Shanghai has become a popular spot for making videos and taking pictures. Many people have shared their visits on social media, and this has made more and more people want to come here. Visitors love coming to Old Shanghai because it feels like stepping into a different world. It's not just about the decorations, it's about the real vibe of Chinese New Year that the visitors can feel here.
Ya, itu yang bikin kita ya berkunjung ke sini.
At night, the celebrations get even more exciting. Featuring fun performances like taekwondo, ballerinas, and the famous barongsai, lion dance. The lion dance, with its energetic movements, is one of the most loved parts of any Chinese New Year celebration. Welcome the New Year with joy and hope. I'm Alicia, reporting for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Beside me, you came smiling the sweetest smile just for me. Was it true or was I dreaming? Was it real or was it just one of my fantasies? Only the two of us, you and I. I've been waiting for such a time for so long, and I wanna say it brief that I wish you would not leave. I really need you here with me. Suddenly I was shy, I didn't know what to say till it came to my mind. I might be wasting time. How can I be so shy whenever I'm with you? You that I so admire took my guts away to say I love you.
Only the two of us, you and I. I've been waiting for such a time for so long. Ooh, yeah, and I wanna say it real that I wish you would not leave. I really need you here with me. Suddenly I was shy, I didn't know what to say till it came to my mind. I might be wasting. How can I be so shy whenever I'm with you? You that I so admire took my guts away to say I love you. I'ma be wasting time.
Hello guys, my name is Algi Fari, and today I'm at Mall of Kelapa Gading in North Jakarta to see what kind of food this mall has to offer in Chinese New Year 2025. Let's take a look.
As I walk around the mall, I saw so many food options for celebrating Chinese New Year. There were fish-shaped cakes, lapis legit, and Chinese dodol.
And to know more about this traditional Chinese food, let's ask the seller about it. Let's go!
This is Chinese dodol or niangao. It has a sweet rich flavor made from brown sugar and coconut milk. For lapis cake, there are two versions, one with raisins and one without. On this niangao cake, there are dark and light colors. The meaning behind these treats is all about balance. The dark layers represent challenges or misfortune, while the light layers symbolize goodness and positivity. For Chinese New Year, we usually focus on lapis cake, xianzhou, and niangao or kue keranjang. Lapis cake comes in different varieties, and each has a special meaning, mostly symbolizing prosperity. Xianzhou, which looks like a steam bun, represents well-being and immortality. It's often used as an offering during prayer rituals.
The xianzhou is really tasty for people who don't like too much sugar. You can try this out because the filling isn't sticky in your tongue. It also has many flavors for the filling, such as red beans, lotus flower, and sweet potatoes. Super interesting, right? So, go grab some Chinese food to feel the joy of Chinese New Year celebration of 2025. My name is Algi Fari, reporting for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'd like to know what kind of place that you would like to see in Indonesia. Apart from Bali, of course, everybody knows about Bali, but today we're going to talk about a lot about places in Indonesia that you might need to know that is also worth it. Apart from Bali and any other places that has been promoted by Indonesian government in so many places. And so many people, I mean. Because this guy who is with me right now, he has been to so many places. He says almost all provinces in Indonesia.
Yeah,
31. 31 out of 38. Oh yeah, now we have 38
provinces in Papua.
Yeah, and listener, let's welcome Deki Trail, travel blogger from Indonesia. Welcome, Deki.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so you have been to 31 places in provinces in Indonesia.
Yeah.
It is quite difficult to imagine to visit all those places.
I know.
Yeah, and I would like to know that in 2024, how many places that you've been visiting?
In last year, I think.
Specifically in Indonesia, okay?
Indonesia, yeah. Oh my god. I think last year was my biggest number achieved for provinces number. Mm-hmm. I think I've been to 10 or 12 new provinces last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
12 new provinces
that I never been to before.
For example,
Papua Barat.
West Papua. Okay.
Then Batam.
Batam too.
Batam,
okay.
The Kepri.
Yeah.
And then the Sulawesi Tengah. Also Maluku.
Yeah. All those places.
All those places that I've never been before.
Mm-hmm. And before we get more specific into that, apparently I have to be asking you what kind of tourism that has been a trend back in 2024. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have the wellness, we have sport and everything. Is it just a quote-unquote a terms made by higher-ups by the government, or is it really true for the travelers?
From my side, I think last year was very very big year for our tourism, because apart from the COVID-19 pandemic, last year also was kind of our new beginning for tourism. As for last year, I've been to many places in Indonesia that I've never visited before. And one of the reason is because I fly a lot. I was having a partnership with airlines before, and that what's brought me to those new places. And in those areas, I think most of the places I've been is branding with the new spirit, you know, like the new hopes that maybe in the next couple of years more people come to the islands and to the more rural of Indonesia that people never been before.
That people never imagine going there.
Yeah. For example, in Palu, after the earthquake and tsunami, remember? I didn't know before that Palu is very growing for now for the tourism industry. Because some of the places that I've been in Palu, for example, in one of the place called Lubang Dunia, I think. It's one of the places in Palu that very impressive.
Lubang Dunia, we can say the world.
I think, what's that called?
Let me Google it a little bit while we are talking though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and we know that in Palu, I never think about it. If you Google Palu, still about the earthquake liquefaction and everything. But is this the new hope from those places?
That, you know, regaining some of new attention, I think, from people. Because I think it's very kind of standard, or I mean very, if people of Indonesia, I mean my friends, for example, if I ask them where you guys want to having a holiday domestic, people I think people still say Bali for now, Bali, Bandung, Jogja, and I think some of them also never knew that in other provinces in Indonesia they have many beautiful places that I think maybe they don't recognize, or I think they don't know about the place before.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it needs more attention.
It's more spotlight.
More spotlight. Yeah. For example, in Mentawai Island in Sumatra Barat. So Sumatra Barat is not all about Padang, right?
It's not only Padang. Indonesia is not only about Bali.
I know, because in Sumatra Barat, you guys can visit Padang Pariaman with the beautiful beaches, and then also Mentawai. In the Mentawai archipelagos, they have very very great beaches and for the sailing and for the snorkeling spot in there, and also the big waves also good in there for surfing.
Okay, so instead of aiming for the specifically sport wellness and something, so would you recommend us to just find the new hidden gem? They're not hidden.
They're not hidden actually, but they still not having the spotlight.
Okay. Yet. Yeah. Uh-huh. But we are working on that.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah, you can see on TikTok and so many accounts that
a
lot of influencers are going there.
Yep.
One of them is you.
Yep, one of them is me. And also in Sulawesi, they have Luwuk Banggai.
Mm-hmm.
They have the specific lake that are very, very transparent and very beautiful. If you ever see that, some of my travel creator friends, they visited there. And oh my god, when I was seeing their post on Instagram and TikTok, and oh gosh, I need to go there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like my new new travel bucket list this year.
Please.
Yeah.
I must visit places for this year. And you have been visiting a lot of places that some of them is not visited by a lot of people yet. And as we know that if a place is trending, therefore the access is better.
Yeah, I know.
And if it is less trending, sometimes, we cannot compare that. Yes. And what is your experience about that? What did you see about the development?
From the macro the macro side, I think from the airlines maybe for the accessibility, I think our airlines domestically is working very hard towards to regaining some of the to visit, have like the specific spices and provinces that they can land.
Mm-hmm.
But back again, it's all about the bureaucracy.
Okay, you know. so some places, some flights are not, there isn't some flight for some specific places.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to those places if we don't get direct flights?
This is the hard part, actually. So we need to research by ourselves.
Okay.
Like, for example, if we want to go to Luwuk, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that Batik Air, one of the airlines of Indonesia, they have like the direct flight from
mm-hmm.
Jakarta to Luwuk, and it's not daily flight. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not daily flight. So if you guys planning to have like specific day that you want to go there, I think you better research it
mm-hmm.
and like making sure that the flight is
available
on that date.
So it's gonna be more time in scheduling and planning, right?
Yeah, but it's all worth it when you go there, you know.
Okay.
But it's only like I think it's you can have more time to research.
Mm-hmm.
You need more time to research, but once you go there, it's all worth it because the view and the surroundings are very good.
And it's gonna be a very, very nice adventure, right?
I know.
Yeah. Instead of your mundane life, getting bus to your work.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice, escape from your.
It's nice escape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So our humor is still about the flight, but like you said on your account, catch flight, not feelings.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I travel a lot.
Yeah. But of course, when you go to these places, you will catch feelings.
I know with the place itself.
Mm-hmm.
With the memories,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so from all the places that you visited in this country, I would like to know which one that deserves more spotlight. But before that, let's play first this one song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan pernah terpecah belah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, still with the K3, travel blogger from Indonesia. I has been asking a lot about the places that he has visited, which is a lot, very, very a lot. And I would like to know from all of them, please be a little bit cold-hearted and picking. Which one that is not famous, that is not trending, but deserve more spotlight that it has today?
Mm-hmm. I think I would say Mentawai.
Mentawai Island.
Yeah. Mentawai Archipelago.
Care to explain?
Yeah, I know, because, oh gosh, the beach. I love beach, right? Mm-hmm. So when I went to Mentawai, I didn't know that the beaches in there are very, very beautiful.
But you get there by flying or?
Yeah, we're flying. It's quiet. So from Jakarta to Padang.
Yeah.
Then from Padang by Susi Air.
Yeah.
To Mentawai.
It is a small
Rokot airport. Airport.
No, I would like to say I'm a small plane.
Small plane.
With
Susi Air. It's caravan. Caravan. Grand caravan plane.
Mm-hmm.
Is only like 12. Passengers.
12 passengers. But what about the luggage? Because when I went to Nias, I have to
bring everything.
Yeah, because
including ourselves.
Yeah, including ourselves. But
yeah.
In the cabin, it's not as big as the normal one.
Uh-huh.
So how is it that when you go there?
Yeah, same. So we need to weigh everything, including ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's quite unique and it's quite a new experience for me because we need to weigh everything, and then our weight determine where we can sit.
Yeah.
But if you lucky enough to get the front seat,
mm-hmm,
behind the pilot, that would be a great experience because you got to see in front of your eyes like the way the pilot navigating everything, and then,
mm-hmm,
the view was very.
But they allow it. They allow you.
Because it's just like the pilot, and then behind the pilot is the seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are in there. So it's very, very close.
Very close. How many hours?
I think it was 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
30 minutes is quite flight, though.
Yeah, it's quite flight.
It's quite fast, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would
get. The distance is only, it's nearby Padang, actually.
By Padang?
Yeah, it's nearby Padang.
Hmm. Not really far, quote unquote. Okay, so you arrive there and you already see things from the air.
Yeah.
And on Mentawai Islands, we have been calling Mentawai as Mentawai. It's not a small city.
Yeah, it's
an island.
An archipelago.
Yeah. And what are the things that you found there?
Yeah, in Mentawai, I think one of the hardest thing is they don't have online transportation like Gojek or Grab in there. Yeah. So you gotta need to research more about the local tour that provide you with the transportation and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And once you got the information, I think it's very easy because they will pick you up at the airport, and then they will pick you up, and then they will drop you off your hotel, and then soon after or tomorrow after, they can bring you to, you know, to go to island hopping,
so,
and
so, so.
Snorkeling, and
okay,
and everything.
So the spots,
mm-hmm,
what are they?
So I've been to the Sipora Islands.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have like three big islands in there. So I've been to the Sipora Island, the government center of Mentawai Regency, and in there I went to the Katiet beach. And also the one of the reason I love Mentawai is the Katiet beach, because they have like the white sands, and
mm-hmm,
they have the big waves, and they also have like the chill vibes, you know, and rather it's not as crowded as Bali, you know, and any other popular spots, beach spot in Indonesia. And I think I like the chill vibes, you know, where I can just exhale, inhale, and then like, oh my god, the view is stunning.
Yeah. How many days did you spend?
I think 5 days.
5 days.
And it's too bad because I didn't have a chance to go to Siberut Island.
Siberut Island, yeah.
Yeah, because in Siberut Island, it's more like the cultural experience. because you got to see the orang asli of Mentawai.
Oh yeah.
People.
Yes.
And you got to see, and you can experience homestay in their houses, and you can have like the traditional tattoos.
Oh, the tattoos.
Beirut, of Seaboard people. Mm-hmm. I think that would be very a great experience.
Yeah.
Despite of the beach, you can also have the cultural immersion in Seaboard Island.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which you cannot have at that time.
It's too bad. I wasn't experienced that in Seaboard Island.
Yeah.
But it's easy if you go to Seaboard Island first, because they have flights. And other way you can go to Mentawai Island is by ferry.
By ferry, yeah.
But it's situational, I think, I would say, because it depends on the weather.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to go by flight.
By flight.
Even though it's the price is quite different, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And the ferry, but it's worth it. Yeah.
Worth it.
And also from the Seaboard Island, you can go to Seaboard Island by ferry from Pelabuhan Tua Pejat.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go by ferry also. I think it's 12 or 24 hours.
12 to 24 hours ferry. Yeah. Of course, it is that long, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all worth it if you plan to go. So for me, for the itinerary, mm-hmm. you can go from Padang to Seaboard Island first,
mm-hmm.
then from Seaboard to Seaboard, then from Seaboard to Padang.
They have the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after this, listener will still talk with Becky more about Indonesian tourism.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still with this special interview talking about the tourism. I speak so quickly because I would like to fire some quick questions for Deki Tree. So are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, we will be talking about some spots in Indonesia with some specific traits, and we'll talk in detail later. So, okay, the first one, the best spot to find food.
Food, I would say my hometown, Banjarmasin.
Banjarmasin, yeah. Okay. The best spot to find culture.
Culture. I think Java around Solo and Jogja is the best.
Solo and Jogja, they're close, quite close, right?
Of course.
Okay, best spot for relaxing.
I would say with the chill vibes and with the everything, I think I would say Labuan Bajo.
Labuan Bajo. I thought you're going to say Mentawai again.
That's also good, but yeah. Labuan Bajo is
Labuan Bajo.
Chill. Mm-hmm. And the sunset, very very good.
Okay. Yeah. And as we know that all people are married or have some, how do we call it, some partners.
Mm-hmm.
So the best spot for solo traveling.
Pontianak, Kalimantan Barat.
Pontianak, West Kalimantan. Yeah. Alright. Let's have some details about it. Mm-hmm. So the first one, why Banjarmasin? It never come into my mind talking about Indonesian food.
Yeah.
It's not on the top of my mind.
I was gonna say Surabaya at first.
But
my hometown, the food in my hometown is very rich also.
Mm.
And people rarely visited Kalimantan Island, right, for domestic tourism. Especially my friends and my in Jakarta. So in Banjarmasin you guys can find soto Banjar.
Yeah,
you can find nasi kuning masak habang. So it's like the yellow rice, nasi kuning, depending.
Yeah, yellow rice. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because in Jakarta and other places like Sulawesi, they have the dry type of nasi kuning.
What is the dry one?
I mean like the toppings. I mean the toppings is like only the fish, abon, eggs and everything. Mm-hmm. But in my hometown in Banjarmasin, they have specifically masak habang, which is the red curry, and you have it with chicken, eggs or ikan haruan or ikan gabus.
Something like that, some fishes,
yeah,
right?
Fresh.
It is fresh water fish.
Yeah,
fresh water.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, if you would like to explain the characteristic of this food, is it savory?
Savory and very, and it's not spicy because the red curry. I think they use the big type of chili, the big chili.
Yeah, the bigger it is, the less spicy it is.
Yeah.
Okay, and is it friendly for first timers?
Yeah, very friendly.
Especially for people from abroad.
Yeah, because it's not that spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can put the topping with the chicken, eggs, or fish.
Okay. And
you
the price?
Many choices. The price is quite affordable.
Affordable.
And you can find it everywhere for breakfast or for dinner.
Ah.
They sell it in Kaki Lima.
Oh, straight food.
Yeah, that's the vendor.
Yeah, a little bit tips and tricks for the people out there. If you want to try Indonesian food, please don't go to the fancy places.
Yeah.
Go to the street one.
Please visit the street vendor food. It's cheaper and it tastes, some of them taste better.
Some of them taste better.
Yeah.
More original too, right?
More original too.
Okay, so from food, moving on to culture, Solo and Jogja. It's like our intern from Australia, she says that she wants to go to Jogja this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. And why Solo and Jogja? I think it's self-explanatory, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't have to explain it.
Mm.
But I think I just like the vibes for the cultural experience. Especially, it's very close to Jakarta.
Yeah.
So if you guys traveling to Indonesia and having the short amount of time. Visiting Indonesia, because it's very big, our country is very big, right? So if you guys only have a little time, I think you guys should visit Solo and Jogja, and it's just a train away or flight away from Jakarta.
It is an hour by car. 5 hours by train.
Train.
2 hour by?
1 hour-ish.
1 hour-ish, yeah.
Flight, yeah.
I said 2 hour because from Kulon Progo to Jogja.
Oh, yeah.
If we are not taking train.
Yeah. We can take, yeah, you guys can have the airport train.
Mm-hmm.
And then it counted as 2 hours, yeah.
It counted.
Yeah, right.
Coming from personal experiences. Yeah. Okay, and culture there, oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We even have two particular songs, right? Bengawan Solo, so we can know it's thick in the culture.
Yeah.
And Yogyakarta by Club Project.
Yep. And the Aditya Sofyan and every other singer, they have like specific songs about Yogyakarta.
Yogyakarta, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think Yogyakarta and also Bandung, if you talk about students, sorry, mm-hmm. out of topic.
Yeah.
But people from Yogyakarta, students from studying in Yogyakarta and studying in Bandung, they have better stories than people from studying at other places.
Yeah, I know. Because the culture and the people itself is very genuine and very, you know, like giving the Indonesian touch.
Ah.
To them, you know, it's very personal, yeah.
Okay. So the culture in here, it's not limited to wild, the dance, the old steps, but also the people themselves, if you're studying about literature, of course, culture equals that one too, right?
Correct.
So the people culture and also the traditional culture, Solo and Jogja. And the best spot for relaxing, Labuan Bajo.
Yeah. I don't know, I think the magic of Labuan Bajo is still emerging because the sunset, oh my god, they have very beautiful sunset.
Hmm.
And also it's very easy from Jakarta to Labuan Bajo.
Yeah.
They have daily flights.
Yeah.
And then once you go there, whether you choose to be to do sailing or just chill in the island, any ways you can enjoy and chill at Labuan Bajo. It's not as crowded as Bali as well, and it's also the people there are also very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that makes Labuan Bajo is a good choice for chill.
Okay.
Chill.
And of course, if you go to Bali and find it too crowded, and if you want to change your mind, Labuan Bajo is not that far.
Yeah, because they also have daily flights from Bali to Labuan Bajo.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last one for solo traveling. I forgot your answer. What was it?
Kalimantan Barat.
West Kalimantan, Pontianak.
Yeah.
Except for the people in Brunei, Singapore, and Malaysia, you will know the definition of the name.
Yeah.
But we all not talk about it.
We not talk about it.
You not talk about
because
it.
You also know the meaning.
Yeah, you gotta look for it for yourself. But why is this place very suitable for solo traveling?
I think it's very easy from people from Brunei and Malaysia, especially.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys planning to go to Indonesia, the first one comes up to mind must be Pontianak. Because it's very easy, because that we have Damri, the bus that goes directly from Brunei and Malaysia to Indonesia. So if you guys planning to go soloing,
mm-hmm.
just carry backpack and then go to Indonesia for the first time, or just planning to visit Pontianak, it will be a good choice because it's easy and it's cheap for the bus, yeah, and it's quite comfortable. I went from Pontianak to Kuching by bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went there. It's for like 6 hours.
Six hours away?
Yeah.
But it is worth it, right?
It's worth it for the solo traveler coming from Malaysia or Brunei.
Mm-hmm.
As well as from us, Indonesian, who wants to go abroad.
Yeah.
And it's easy because...
It's easy.
Mm-hmm. It's easy because the immigration is also fast. Like, we call it fast. Yeah.
It can be finished in a flash. But yeah. I would like to know about the experience being in Pontianak,
mm-hmm.
apart from it's so easy to Brunei to Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
the experience itself in the city, what can you find?
Yeah, it's also enriched with the foods and the culinary,
mm-hmm.
because the people of Pontianak, I mean the people of the Kalimantan Barat is kind of different from Kalimantan Tengah, Kalimantan Selatan, and Kalimantan Utara.
Okay, from all Kalimantan, so this one is so different.
Different, because Pontianak has quite a lot of melting pot.
Melting pot.
Yeah, within the Melayu, within the Jawa, and also the Chinese and everything.
Berarti and Dayak. Include the Dayak, ya. The Dayak too.
Yeah. I'm also Dayak actually.
Oh, you're also Dayak?
Yeah, I'm Dayak from Kalimantan Timur.
Oh, from East Kalimantan.
Yeah, from East Kalimantan.
Okay, yeah. That is quite nice.
Yeah, it's quite a melting pot in Pontianak, mm-hmm. and it's quite different from the rest of Indonesia as well.
Really?
And the culinary, oh my god, they have tons of variety as well. And it's easy to go places also, if you are a solo traveler mm-hmm. in Pontianak. And if you're in Pontianak, you can also visit Singkawang and other places as well.
Okay. Apparently, I believe that the duration of this interview is longer than usual. So, one more quick question and some explanation. Best spot for traveling by foot? We know that we have been talking about flight, we have been talking about train, buses, cars, and everything. Because when you go to Hanoi.
Yeah.
Hanoi, right?
Been there.
Yeah. The walking is nice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, to Hanoi, to even to Bukit Bintang, mm-hmm. some places are nice.
Mm-hmm.
In Indonesia, where is the best spot if you want to walk on foot? But what? Travel on foot.
I think.
Is this a very difficult question?
Very difficult question. So in terms of the
walking, access. So you can find so many places just by walking.
Mm-hmm.
And also the pedestrian is friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the place?
I think it's in Java.
In Java, specifically where?
Specifically, I think I would say two cities. Mm-hmm. Semarang and Bandung, I think.
Semarang and Bandung.
Yeah, it's easy to go places by foot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go, for example, in Bandung, just by walking, you can go from Alun-Alun Bandung to Asia Afrika, to Braga, to many places that just by walking.
So from the square to the museum and also the Braga Street.
Yeah, I kind of don't know why, because I like to walk in Bandung. just by walking. I think it's very chill, and then it's very, I know, it's not that hot.
I believe that it's not like we don't like walking.
Yeah, it's Indonesian, you know.
It is just too hot out there.
Yeah. we like to walk. We actually really don't mind to walk anywhere. But it's just the weather.
It is just the weather, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why people can go further on treadmill mm-hmm. in a gym with air conditioner instead of walking outside.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
That's the problem. And of course, if we keep talking, I think 6 hours is still not enough.
I know.
So I would like to say thank you very much, Deki Tree, for sharing your experience.
You're very much welcome.
And if you go to some other places again, I'd like to hear your newest story. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Voice of Indonesia.
Chinese New Year 2025 is almost here. From red angpaos hanging on trees to exciting decorations. The color of luck and prosperity is everywhere. Hi, I'm Alicia and I'm from the OI. And today I'm here in Malak Kelapa Gading in North Jakarta. And I'm going to find some stuff for the upcoming celebration of Chinese New Year 2025. Chinese New Year traditions are about welcoming a fresh start, wording off bad luck, and bringing in good fortune. Red is the star of the celebration. Inside Mall of Kelapa Gading, Scoop is a popular spot for Imlek shopping. People are rushing to pick up decorations, gifts, and many more to prepare for the big day. Let's head inside and see what they have. These red envelopes or angpaos are a must-have for Chinese New Year. They're used to give money as a blessing to younger family members or friends. It has so many options, from classic designs with gold patterns to the modern one. There are also many red lanterns. Lanterns symbolizes hope and light for the year ahead. The next one are small figurines. These little decorations are very meaningful. You'll find lucky caps and other symbols of good fortune. Keychains and figurines are perfect as small gifts or souvenirs. Last but not least, LED lights. These are great for adding an extra sparkle to your decorations.
you can always add more things to make your celebration feel special. Happy shopping! I'm Alicia, reporting for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, disitu ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id. and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From
here is the news. First, the headline. Minister of Religious Affairs hopes Indonesia will be more advanced and prosperous. Air Force radar from France strengthens airspace in Natuna post-Singapore FIR agreement. Those are the headlines. Now, the news in detail. Minister of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Nasaruddin Umar, invites those who celebrate this year's Chinese New Year to make it as a momentum to improve themselves, strengthen their heart and their commitment to continue to take part and contribute to the development of the country. In a video greeting for Chinese New Year 2576, Kung Cheli, Minister Nasaruddin Umar appreciated the theme of this year's Chinese New Year celebration, straight behavior of leaders will strengthen the heart of all people. According to Nasaruddin, this theme reminds him of the importance of integrity and exemplary.
Kung He Sin Si, Wan Se Ru I. Selamat Tahun Baru Imlek kepada umat Konghucu
dan warga Bang, saya Wan Shi Rui.
Semoga
Happy Chinese New Year. Hopefully many problems can be resolved. I appreciate the theme of this year's National Lunar New Year celebration, namely straight behavior of leaders will strengthen the heart of all people. This theme reminds me of one of President Prabowo's messages that a fish stings from its head. This theme and message teaches us about the importance of integrity and exemplary behavior, because each of us is a